Hey, folks, it's Friday night. Call up a friend and tell him Red Skelton's on. Or better yet, call up an enemy.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I thought you'd introduce me as Art Linkletter tonight.
Well, what have you been doing the past week, Red?
Oh, I've been helping my wife with the fall house cleaning.
Well, you're starting a little early, aren't you?
Oh, no. We like to throw the old Christmas tree out before we bring the new one in.
Well, I guess dirt does accumulate fast.
Oh, yeah. You know, you get so used to everything around the house, you don't realize how dirty the place is until someone gives you a hint.
Mm-hmm. Who tipped you off?
The little dog next door when he tried to bury a bone in our living room. No kidding, after 5 minutes of cleaning, there was so much dirt in the vacuum cleaner, Walter Winchell made me an offer.
You sound like you had a lot of fun cleaning house.
Oh, I did. You know, when you clean house, you always find something that's been missing for a long time. You know, I pulled down the window shade and found a pair of pants I've been pressing for 3 years. I went through one of my old suits, and what do you think I found?
What?
My wife's brother.
No kidding. Say, is Oswald still living with you?
Oh, yeah. He thinks because his name is on the marriage license as a witness that I married him, too. Have that little dog to come over and bury that joke now.
Look, Red, I don't mean to get nosy, but it's rumored that he's pretty lazy. Is that true?
I've been for 3 years trying to get him to dust the furniture, and he says, I can't read it. See, if I... If I memorize it, I do all right. When I try to read, I'm dead. I've been trying to get him to dust the furniture in his room.
And he won't do it?
Now, I even tried to shame the guy into doing it. I says, look, I can write my name in the dust on your dressing room table.
What happened?
He says, I know you're educated capitalist.
Well, Red, if you've all straightened up at your place, how about coming over and helping Sylvia and me with our fall cleaning?
No, I'm not too good at it myself. I make too many mistakes. I mistook a bottle of hair restore for furniture polish. And you know that mohair chair in my den?
Yeah.
All the hair is from young mohs, you know. Well, now you can't see mo for the hair.
Oh, now, come
That's
on.
A brilliant joke, isn't it?
No hair restore is that good.
This stuff is. This will grow hair on a cue ball, you know. I tried it. I had to finish a game of billiards with a pair of scissors for a cue.
Come on. Wait a minute. Tell the truth. So you used hair restore for furniture polish. Now, what really happened?
Nothing. Now we have to part the hair table in the middle, people.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Terminate the harmony! Hush the music!
You're saying cleaner than any soap? Does that include or exclude all the new suds discoveries?
She's including everything, Red.
Thank you.
She's saying that no soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide. And by clothes, I mean sheets, pillowcases, shirts, work clothes, everything. Tide leaves them free from dirt and then some. Because Tide also removes dingy soap film. Yet with all this exceptional cleaning power, Tide is safe. Truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens those colors as it washes away dulling soap film. Tide has a way with white things, too. In hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. Next wash day, try Tide. Discover the only washing product known that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the four knights will sing Old Dan Tucker.
Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. You too late to get your supper. Supper's over, breakfast cooking, and Old Dan Tucker just standing there looking. Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. You too late to get your supper. Supper's over, breakfast cooking, and Old Dan Tucker just standing there looking.
Now, Old Dan Tucker was a nice old man who used to ride our Derby ram. It sent him whizzing down the hill. If he hadn't got up, he'd lay there still.
Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. You too late to get your supper. Supper's over, breakfast cooking, and Old Dan Tucker just standing there looking.
Old Dan Tucker and I got drunk. He fell in the fire and kicked up a chunk. A charcoal got inside of his shoe. Bless you, honey, how the ashes flew.
Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. You too late to get your supper in. Old Dan Tucker just standing there looking.
Now, Old Dan Tucker was a fine old man. He washed his face in the frying pan. He combed his hair with the wagon wheel and died with the toothache in his heel.
Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. You too late to get your supper. Supper's over, breakfast cooking, and Old Dan Tucker just standing there.
Well, I went to town to buy some goods, but I lost myself in a patch of woods. The night was cold, and I had to suffer. It froze the feet of Old Dan Tucker.
Get out the way,
Old Dan Tucker.
You too late
to get your supper.
Supper's over,
breakfast cooking,
Old Dan Tucker.
Stand there,
let me too get out the way,
Old Dan Tucker.
You too late
to get your supper.
Supper's over,
breakfast cooking,
Old Dan Tucker.
Stand there looking. I come to town the other night. I heard the noise and I saw the fight. The watchman was a-running around, crying, Old Dan Tucker had come to town. Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. Where are you too late to get your supper? Supper's over, breakfast cooking, and Old Dan Tucker just standing there looking. Get out the way, Old Dan Tucker. Where are you too late to get your supper? Supper's over, breakfast cooking, and Old Dan Tucker just standing there looking. Supper's over, breakfast cooking, Old Dan Tucker just a standing there looking.
Say, Rod, did you hear Fred out on last Sunday night?
Now, you know you don't allow me to listen to any other comedian.
Look, Crisco Kid. Camay Boy. One more like that, and Tide's in and Rod's out. Well, that takes care of Procter & Gamble.
No, you know that Fred Allen has taken a quiz show insurance policy on his listeners.
Yes, I heard about it. Now, if any of the listeners can prove they lost a giveaway prize because they were listening to the regular Fred Allen program, when their phone number was called, of course, they'll be guaranteed the amount lost up to $5,000.
Isn't that terrific? Now we can all relax. Let's show what home is really like when quiz programs are on.
Good idea.
Willie!
What are you trying to do? Start an argument?
Willie, will you get away from that radio? You've had your ear glued to that speaker for 6 hours.
Look, now look what you've done. My ear come unglued.
You've discovered those giveaway programs. You never budge from that set. Yeah. And I'm getting tired of dusting you.
Oh, shut up!
Will you button that filthy killer cycle mouth of yours? If I don't listen close and they call me, I won't know the answer. Now keep quiet, clabber girl.
How can you stand to listen to so many straight hours of talk?
Well, you forgot I married you, Jitterjaws.
What are you listening to now?
The music should drop dead.
When that program's over, will you turn that radio off?
No, I gotta listen to the new frost warning show, Stop the Weather.
Well, now, I wonder who that could be. Answer the door, Willie.
You go answer. Well, yeah, they'll think the place is haunted and go away then.
Yes?
I'm the lady who lives at the farm, 3 miles down the road, and my husband's just been run over by a tractor. Could I please borrow your telephone to phone a doctor?
You cannot.
I'd be glad to pay for it.
Oh, that would be pretty expensive, lady.
But it couldn't be more than a nickel.
Don't make me laugh. If they call me and I can answer the name of the ditty they're playing, I will win a baby grand piano complete with stool and Jose Ike Derby. All the lend lease the United States pays out for the next 10 years or the countries they're going to pay it to. Dewey's mustache cup. I can get the Pacific Ocean. Bottles. The World Series played in my living room with Bob Hope umpiring the game. And 5 free appendix operations. Take the appendix out and put it back. Take it out, put it back. Where I was. On top of that, I get a deep freeze with 1 year's supply of deep. And then comes the big prizes. Oh, there's the phone. They're calling me. They're calling me. Where's the phone? Where's the phone?
It's in your hand.
Where's my hand? Turn the radio up. Turn the radio up so I can get the name of the song. What's the name of it? What's the name of it?
But it sounds like Mud from the opera Henry Clay. Yeah.
Thank you, Maul Petrillo. I had it and you got me all messed up. If I miss this question, I'll sue you for every nickel I got. You got it. Hello? Hello? Could you speak a little louder, please?
Willie, you're talking into the receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what did you hang it up for?
Oh, I didn't. Hello, operator.
Why don't you hang up? They might call back.
Yeah, they might call back. It worked. Let me see now. They're playing Silver Threads Among the Gold, ain't they?
No, that's over. They're playing another number now.
Oh, hello? Yeah, I know what you're playing. What's that? Well, you got a lot of nerve calling me at this time of the day. Is who here? Hey, lady.
Yes?
Are you Joe the repairman?
I've never been so insulted in my...
Oh, there's nobody here with that name. I'm sorry, you got the wrong number. Always the wrong number. Why do people call when your favorite program is on or you're in the bathtub? That's the only time it rings, and then it's always the wrong number.
Well, stop looking like Barbara Stanwyck.
Yeah. Okay, you stop looking like Burt Lancaster.
Willie, someone's at the door.
Well, since when did they put the new Speedway through our living room? See who it is. I gotta get back and check the radio.
Yes?
I'm from the phone company. Where's the phone?
I'm eating it, and don't you touch it. Nothing wrong with that, Floyd.
Oh, yes, there is.
Why?
An unpaid bill since April.
Well, I sent that in.
Well, we haven't seen it at the office.
Well, look, don't bother me now. Go back to April and look for it. Get lost. I gotta listen to the program.
I don't leave until I take that phone. I'd have been around sooner, but I've been up to my ears in work.
Very funny. Very funny. Phone man up to his ears in work. Get out of here. You'll be up to your ears in me if you don't leave, I'm telling you.
I'll answer.
No, okay.
Hello? Yes. Yes, it certainly is.
Who is that?
The operator.
Yeah?
She said it was a long distance from New York, and I said it certainly was.
Oh, no.
Willie, get a hold of yourself. You're getting quiz show jitters.
Look, the long distance from New York, that's the program, you dope. Give me the phone. Hello, operator.
Sorry, bub, you can't use the phone.
Don't tell me what to do, operator. Give me long distance.
Willie, why don't you hang up? They might call back.
Yeah, they might. They might call back. Did I hear the phone ring? Yeah, I heard it. Boy, when you get excited, you don't wait for the last minute to ring. Hello, who? Willie Lump, is nobody here? Yeah, I'm Willie. What's that? Turn up the radio so I can hear what they're playing with. You shut it off! Turn it on!
And if I am elected, hear me, if I am elected, this town will have the biggest shake-up.
You got the wrong face, then. Get that music. Hello, hold on, Willie. I was cut off for a second.
And now you're being cut off for good.
Hello? You disconnected my phone. Just when my ship was coming in, you scuttled it for me. Now I've got nothing to live for. Nothing except radio's own Maul Perkins.
You all know that trains are a hobby of Dave Rowe's, and tonight it sneaks into his music as Dave and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra play Beyond the Blue Horizon.
Thank you, Dave Rose. Say, did you know that Tide's wash day miracle is an everyday miracle, too? Yes, Tide works its wonders in the dishpan as well as the washing machine. No soap can match Tide. In fact, Procter & Gamble's amazing Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap in the world. Tide cuts grease better than any soap in the world, and Tide never leaves any scum in the dishwater. You never end up with a greasy ring round the pan. But you do end up with glasses and dishes that rinse and dry, sparkling and clear, even without wiping. Because Tide leaves no cloudy film to dull their brightness. And Tide gives oceans of suds instantly. They're kind of the hand suds that even look and feel different. And in hardest water, how they last and last. Haven't you felt that dishwashing could use a miracle? Well, Tide's it. Try Tide in your dishpan. It's a dishwashing miracle.
A page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Can you remember as a little kid, you happened to do a good deed by accident and you're still wondering why everybody made such a fuss over you? Well, it happened to Junior, the mean little kid.
Junior, where are you?
Oh, yucky-do.
Oh, Junior, how can you get so dirty?
Well, it's a chemical reaction.
A chemical reaction?
Yeah, you just mixed your weight of water with some dirt and you got mud, and from there on it's easy.
You just get upstairs and mix some water with some soap and get it off.
Okay.
And hurry, because we're going to the dedication of our new dam.
Hey, Mummy, what's a dam?
Well, it's a barrier to obstruct the flow of water on a river or a stream. Then the water is used as a power to turn the dynamos, which generate electricity.
He's a windy old bird, ain't he? Hey, is the ump girl of the Bunker Hill going to go with us?
If you mean your grandmother, mm-hmm. Yes. She's making a speech at the dedication.
Oh.
Now, you go clean up.
Okay, I go, Nicky. Clean
Junior!
Up. Yes, kiddo.
Don't use the guest towel.
Oh, I won't dirty them. I'll just rumple them up a little so the guests won't be afraid to use them.
Now, Junior!
Yes, kiddo.
Put on your little Lord Fauntleroy.
corduroy suit.
Yeah. Oh, no! I'm not going to wear that sissy outfit.
Oh, that's not a sissy suit.
Yes, it is.
It's gotten you a lot of compliments.
It got me a lot of black eyes, too. People know your kids beat up on me every time they see me. And besides, me legs are too skinny for short pants.
They are not.
Oh, no. The last time I wore that suit, Nanma says, hold still, you got a loose thread hanging from your pants. And she nearly yanked me leg off. Where's me suit with the long pants?
I hid it.
You hid it? You probably gave it away because you're always saying that you don't want me to grow old. And long pants make me look older, and you gave it away. You gave it away.
I didn't give it away.
You
did. It's in my clothes closet.
I knew I'd find out what it was.
Here. Hmm? What was the matter with little Iron Lungs?
Oh, she hid me long... She hid me long pants, and now I got to wear that awful monkey suit.
Oh, now, speaking of hiding things, have you seen your grandfather's false teeth?
Well, last time I seen them, they was in a glass of water, and the water must have been awful cold because they were just chattering away.
Someone has taken them.
No. Now, who would do the trick like that?
I think I know who took them.
And I think I know who took them.
And I think I know who took them. But the question is now, is any of us here stool pigeons?
Where are they, Junior?
Well, I'd rather not say, but the next time Grandpa throws a bone to me dog, he'll have the pleasure of watching him being gnawed with his own teeth.
You gave your grandfather's teeth to your dog?
Yeah, and he's a funny looking thing. He's the only puppy in the neighborhood with a lower plate wobble.
Oh, well, we can't worry about them now.
No.
We'd better get a move on or we'll be late for the dedication.
Oh, yes. I will get ready and be right out to the car.
Mother, are you sure you don't want to drive?
No, dear. I don't think I know how to aim it well enough yet.
It ain't funny, but it kills me.
Oh, my. Quite a turnout, isn't it?
Quite an egg.
Mother. Mother, that officer is signaling for us to pull in beside the speaker's platform.
Well, do as the officer tells you, Loreen. Pull in there.
Pull in there. Came kind of close, didn't you, kiddo?
There's Mayor Blowhard.
Well, Verna, my dear, I'm so delighted to see you here, my dear. Yeah, world's fair, me.
Yeah, world's fair. Yeah. I wish they would, dear.
Mayor, have you met my daughter, Loreen? No.
Your daughter?
Yes.
My. You look so young. Yeah. Say, and what have we here?
A potential kick in the shins, kiddo.
This is Junior, my grandson.
Your grandson?
Shh, not so loud. She'd rather you didn't rub it in, bub.
My, what a handsome little fellow.
Yeah.
Hey, where did you get those rosy cheeks?
My father was a glass blower.
Well, shall we proceed to the speaker's platform?
Yeah, let's proceed to the speaker's platform.
You need me for anything else, Mayor?
No. Oh, Verna, you know Mr. Idlemore here. Yeah?
Well, I most certainly do.
Yes.
And I'm surprised to see you at the dedication.
Yes.
Heaven knows you fought the project hard enough.
Yes, you did.
Shall we hurry? We're on the air in just a few minutes.
Hey, is this platform strong enough to hold everybody? You know old fat girl ain't just there, you know.
My dear boy.
Oh, Mother, save his whipping. We can have it tonight with our popcorn.
We better hurry, Verna.
Come on, Junior.
No, I don't want to go up on that platform. It don't look safe to me. I'm going to stay right here.
Well, then you behave yourself.
Yes, yeah. Junior. Now, we're putting you on your honor.
And I'm putting you on the spot.
Now, Mr. Idlemore.
Where he at?
Now, where did that Idlemore disappear?
Where'd he go?
He's supposed to introduce you, Verna.
Well, Mr. Idlemore was here a second ago. You know, Mayor, for some reason, I don't trust that man.
Sometimes he speaks Italian. It's pretty hard to understand.
Idlemore's got some crackpot ideas, but he's harmless enough. Well, we'll just have to start the ceremonies without him.
Now, I see that, Mr. Idlemore. He went down those steps under the dam. I'm going to go after him. I'm going to find out what he's doing. Oh, now down the steps to the tunnel, down to the steps. Boy, it sure is dark in here, isn't it? But is I scared? No. Am I kidding myself? Yeah.
I don't know.
There's that Mr. Ida Moore. He's talking to somebody. I will just sneak over. I'm just going to see. I can't see them. Oh, now I see them from here. I'll just blow a big bubble out of me bubble gum and hide behind it. That's what
I do. Well, I tell you, I can't go through with it. I did my best to stop the building this dam, but...
Now, wait a minute. I think I heard someone.
It's just a rat.
He knows me pretty well, don't he?
Now, you look, Idlemore, you bungled your job, and now we're going to do it my way.
The blowing up the dam, that's insane.
May I remind you that what you think doesn't matter. The party comes first.
Oh, they're going to have the party. Well, I'll stick around and get some ice cream.
You misled me. When I joined the organization, you told me it was just a social club. That's why I became a member of the All-American Association for the Thinking Sons of the United States.
With a name like that, you know it's got to be a phony organization.
Well, we have to use a name like that to cover up our real purpose. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Like a skunk.
Now, if you have to blow up the dam... If you have to blow up the dam, why not do it at night? Not when there are thousands of people here.
Because we have to teach these unmisinformed American citizens that just because they're happy and contented and free, they don't have to put up with it any longer.
Hmm?
Now, where's that time bomb?
Right here.
Now, I'll set it for 1 o'clock. That'll give us 10 minutes to get a safe distance away before it goes off.
Well, I hope you said it right.
Oh, stop worrying.
What was that shot?
Me bubble gum just blew up. Scattered all over me kisser again.
Hey, kid, what are you doing down here?
Hey, mister, if you don't want this little clock, can I have it?
Hey, put that down.
Well, I know, I've always wanted a little clock for my bedroom. And
come on, come on, come on. Let's get out of here.
Here, you're going to run away. I'll take you. Here,
no,
come
hey,
here.
Kid, get away from us.
Hey, Mummy! Grandma! Mayor! Help! Help! These men here, they're going to blow up the dam!
Junior, what on earth are you saying?
I heard these men say they were going to blow up the dam.
Why, that's Idlemore and his friend. We've been trying to pin something on them for a long time. Officer, arrest those men! Don't let them get away!
Don't let them get away! They caught them!
Yes, thanks to you.
Junior, what have you there in your hand?
A time bomb.
A time bomb? Yes. Oh, now, isn't that... A time bomb!
Good heavens! Give it to me! I'll throw it down the hill!
No, no, don't throw me clock away! No! Now, look what you do. You broke it. By the way, what happened to the hill?
My dear, dear little grandson.
My brave little son.
I have so much more than Gregory. Why do I fight it?
Thanks for being with us tonight, and we hope you liked our program well enough to be with us at the same time next week. So until next Friday...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks. Thanks for listening, folks, and thanks for buying more and more of that wash day miracle, Tide.
Tide's in. Whoa. Dirt out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E. Tide.
The future of our country depends on the youth of today, and every young American should realize the part he must play in building our nation and keeping it free. It's up to every one of us to try to have a better understanding of youth and its problems. We cannot afford to neglect young America. Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again with Red Skelton next Friday. And now stay tuned to The Life of Riley, which follows immediately. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.